This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, so you try to have a little fun talking about Mooch Michael Obama's codpiece, but then you're reminded how sick and twisted it really is, folks. Satanic-looking drag queen with horns reads to little kids in Long Beach. This is beyond twisted. This is beyond weird. This is beyond sick. This is quite literally a satanic ritual. There's the picture of quote unquote Zuchi Muchi, a transsexual that read to children at Michelle Obama's library today. Now, most of our audience is on the radio. So basically this transsexual, I guess, man turned woman, I really don't know. What are we supposed to call these people so we don't go to jail? G is wearing a dress and some fine jewelry. It looks like a cape or gown or something. Some crazy red hair. But the strange part here, the whole thing is strange. The strangest part is caked on makeup on the face to look demonic, and then five horns coming out of the head. So a literal headdress with horns, caked on with makeup, transsexual crossdresser is reading to children at the Michelle Obama Library in Long Beach, California. Zuchi Muchi. Now, here's the flyer. LGBTQ History Month at Michelle Obama Neighborhood Library. Why do you think Michelle Obama is having this at her library, folks? It's transsexual. Okay, that's a man. Or it was a man. No, it is a man. Michael Obama. So, Michael Obama, now Michelle Obama, hosts LGBTQ History Month at her library because that's the community that her and her husband are a part of. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, if Barack and Michelle are, you know, in that community, that's perfectly fine. I have no problem with that. But to bring this, they even call it, look at this, Drag Queen Story Hour featuring Zuchi Muchi. Zuchi Muchi. Where do you find Zuchi Muchi? Zuchi Muchi, the drag queen who dressed as a demon, posted the same photo to his Instagram account and commented on Twitter about the event. The bio reads, "Attention Earthlings, this is Zuchi Muchi, your resident killer clown from outer space. I dress up in drag and love tacos." Okay. Zuchi Muchi tweeted, "I got to read to the children today, and it was one of the best experiences I've been given as a, what, killer clown?" And then someone tweets, "Viva La Ames." I think I follow her on Twitter. "Yeah, that wouldn't give kids nightmares." Zuchi Muchi responds, "You should have been there. The excitement in the children's eyes was everything." And then a kissy face. Church of Satan. Hail Satan. That's nice. Omar Navarro, he's running against Maxine Waters in California, tweets out in response to the Zuchi Muchi demon, "What are we teaching kids in school? Demonic teachings alive in Long Beach. I'm outraged they would allow this." Well, yeah, I mean, anybody left with a brain would be outraged they allowed this. Pull up Zuchi Muchi's Twitter real quick, guys. Or pull up Michelle Obama's codpiece. Either one. It really doesn't matter. This is all you need to know. Okay, Michelle Obama hosting the LGBTQ day because she's part of that community as a transsexual, and then has a cross-dressing demon speak to kids at her library. Why do you have a cross-dressing demon speaking to kids? Is that normal?
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Coming back here live. Big fourth hour, Alex Jones Show here on InfoWars. Jack Posobiec sitting in. We have so much we want to break down. There's so much that I want to get into. But first things first is that I understand that back at our flagship, see, I'm coming out live from Washington, D.C., but back at the flagship, at the mothership in Austin, Owen Schroer is still there. Owen, you still there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why Michelle Obama had a cross-dressing demon speak to kids at her library today. I'm a little confused.
Yeah, I'm not sure because, see, the last time that I came down to Austin, you were down in Rio, so I wasn't sure if that was something that you brought back with you. You may have summoned that from Carnival and had that demon follow you back into the country.
No, I was not at Carnival. That is yet to happen down there in Brazil. A little bit of culture for the people.
Are you calling me fake news?
Well, it's just ridiculous because that's something that they would say, oh, look at the crazy rhetoric that comes out of InfoWars. They're claiming a satanic drag queen dressed like a demon is speaking to kids. Like that's just some crazed rhetoric. No, the Long Beach Public Library, Michelle Obama's library, put it on Facebook themselves. So they're proud of this.
See, I'm not going to lie. When I first saw that, I thought surely this is some kind of Halloween, costume kind of thing, and it has something to do with that. And then as I read, I said, oh, this is being considered as normal. This is considered normalized for children that they should attend and view someone like this in front of our kids. And again, nobody's saying that it's necessarily illegal, but or anything like that. But should we be raising our kids with this type of thing being put in their faces every day instead of actually just promoting literacy? I mean, I remember reading Curious George and, we can't read that Dr. Seuss anymore, right? Mm. So they took away Dr. Seuss and they've replaced Dr. Seuss with what is their name again?
Zhi's name is, let's get this right here. Zuchi Muchi.
Zuchi Muchi. Okay, Muchi. So
there she is.
So,
he is.
So we've replaced, no more Dr. Seuss, but we've replaced Dr. Seuss with Zuchi Muchi for our children. And this is how kids want to get raised in our country. She only has 866 followers. Oh, that's too bad. That's too bad.
I'm just confused here again because I'm a libertarian. I don't care. Whatever you want to do with yourself, whatever you want to do when you're considering it.
Don't get me wrong.
But we have to just ask ourselves the question, why are we having drag queen story hour at the Michelle Obama Library? And then why is she clearly dressing up as a demon and trying to corrupt these young children's minds?
Yeah, this is the type of thing that really begs a lot of questions, and it's crazy because people will call Alex and call ourselves conspiracy theorists and every name under the sun for talking about how this stuff goes on. And I'm going to talk to a guest coming up here at 3:30 about the Hollywood culture and about how we have been talking about these things for years at this point. And now when it all comes true, now that we have the power of social media, we can share these pictures and videos breaking as fast as it possible as it happens. They can't cover it up anymore. They can't cover up the crimes like Harvey Weinstein anymore. And this is one of those things where they're saying it's an open secret. Everybody knew about it. Well, Owen, we've been the ones that have been sounding the bell since for years that this sort of stuff was going on in our country and in our culture, because there's a second layer to all this stuff. Yeah, we're reporting it, but we also want to ask the question. And that's why I love InfoWars, is because InfoWars will ask the question, is this the right direction for our society?
Yeah, someone needs to at least bring this to the attention of parents that may be sending their kids to the library while this is going on. I mean, okay, do you want your kids to be sexualized by a drag queen and a transsexual? That depends if you want to follow Michelle Obama or not. But this is just strange, Zucci Moochie. And again, it lends to everything we've been talking about, how they want to sexualize the children. They want to bring this demonized culture, like literally satanic culture, into the mainstream, have it at public libraries, and just pass it off as normal, accepted. This is just the norm now.
Yeah, and you look what they do, Owen. You look at how they go after our institutions and our traditions. They go after things like Dr. Seuss. They go after things like standing up for the American flag and showing patriotism at an NFL game. So they go after our sports. They go after our, you know, our athletics. They look to take down everything that makes America America, and then you see the type of things that they want to replace it with, the type of stuff that they want to supplant it with. And they also know that by using something that's so admittedly triggering to a lot of people is that there's going to be discussion about it, and then they can say if anybody says there's something wrong with it, they're going to decry you as transphobic or not being tolerant of alternate lifestyle choices. When nobody's saying anything like that, what we're saying is this really the best sociological decision for raising our children and for teaching kids literacy?
And most
that's
people
be the point of
right. No. Going to the library isn't about reading. Just look at the new Obama library. There's no books. So yeah, it's not about teaching you how to read. It's about teaching you how to be a sexual deviant. But regardless, I have no problem personally with Zucci Moochie. I don't know of him. So here's what I'm going to say as Jack Posobiec's about to take over the fourth hour. And I always tell my crew to do this, and I hope they follow through. Try to get Zucci Moochie on.
Let's get Zucci Moochie on the show.
I want to interview Zucci Moochie. Let's reach out to Zucci Moochie. Let's try to get Zucci Moochie on the show. Let's talk to them about whatever this whole drag queen story hour is about. And let's just get to the bottom of it. So reach out to Zucci Moochie crew. Somebody reach out. And look, I know that they usually don't respond and don't come on. I get it. But we can't say we reached out unless we actually do it. So reach out.
It will not be a gotcha interview.
No.
Like a combative kind of edited thing.
Wear your demonic headdress. I don't care.
And we will give you a platform to explain what your background is and who you are to the people.
Well, Jack, you're about to take over. Some parting stories I'll leave in your lap. Austrian vote paves way for Nationalist Party to enter government. A 31-year-old Sebastian Kurz wins in Austria. So you've had the Brexit, the Catalonian independence, Trump, and now a right-wing Austrian. So
you see, the youth angle of that is important. The youth angle of that shows people that this is where that people wanted to discount millennials. They wanted to discount anyone born in the 80s. But when it comes down to it, people realize that, no, we're actually very good at this. And we're planning on moving aside these old failed political institutions and getting involved. That's why people like, I mean, oh, and you and I are not old guys, right? We're doing this when most people our age are, are going out and just like working regular jobs or with a lot of people stuck in college and then grad school and then the next school and then the next school and they never leave campus. Whereas we're actually getting involved in news. We're getting involved in our community. And that's what this guy over in Austria is doing. I think that our generation, certainly on people who are not on the globalist side, are going to be much more engaged than we've ever seen before.
And there was always a demonization against the millennials, and I'm speaking for myself here, but I always felt that just as bad as whatever segment, half, whatever portion of millennials were, the other side was that strong, myself included and other millennials that I speak to. You know, we got Millie, we got a lot of young people that work here, you know, Omar Navarro running against Maxine Waters, so I think that there's also a lot of good that can come from our generation. Final story that I'll leave Jack with. AI implants will allow us to control our homes with our thoughts within 20 years, a government report claims. John McNamara, who works at IBM Hersley Innovation Center in Hampshire, submitted evidence to the House of Lords Artificial Intelligence Committee, which is considering the economic, ethical, and social implications of AI. Yeah, you know, just turn into an AI, you know, put a nice little chip in yourself.
So they're actually talking about putting intelligent chips into your own brain.
Yeah, because your brain isn't good enough, Jack. Come on, you're just a mere human. You evolved from a monkey.
We need the AI chips, right? We need the AI chips. We evolved from monkeys. That's all we are, baser instincts. And we need the AI chips or else we're not going to be able to... How would we be able to live?
I mean, no, Jack. No. I figured it out. See, Jack, you have been awfully intolerant of the LGBTQ History Month at the Michael Obama Neighborhood Library.
I'm sorry.
You've been very intolerant from the Drag Queen Story Hour. So what we're going to do is we're going to put a little chip in your brain. We're going to fix that intolerance, Jack. We're going to fix that.
I will be re-educated through AI technology.
That's right. We don't do the lobotomies anymore, so we'll just put a little chip in you to control your brains. All right, Jack Posobiec takes over. I sign off. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Great guest coming up as well. Don't go anywhere.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Jack Posobiec sitting in a big fourth hour that we've got today. We're talking just recently about some of the ways that they're going after our children. They're changing the way they're educated. Public libraries. You have to watch out what's going on in the public libraries now, apparently, this Michelle Obama public library. But we're breaking down so much news today, and I've got some hard stories I want to talk about, what's going on in the White House, what's going on here in D.C. where I sit. We're going to have a great guest coming up in about 10 minutes. But before I do all that, we're doing so much here at InfoWars. I want to direct you guys to the InfoWars store. I want to tell you about some of the big products that we have coming up right now. Actually, the Caveman True Paleo, chocolate or strawberry. It is so important to have this stuff. Now, myself, I work out quite frequently. I do a lot of weight lifts with a Caveman True Paleo. When you're using that high intensity training, you're using those, going for those heavy weights, you've got to replenish when you're done those weights. You've got to replenish. You've got to let that paleo formula, that protein hit your bloodstream immediately after. So what I'll do is I'll make up basically a shake right after it. So I'll make it up before I start working out so I can take it immediately when I'm done, usually within like the first 15, 20 minutes. And I'm telling you guys, it really does taste like Ovaltine. It's just like the commercial says, and it's so amazing. The bone broth that goes in it, you can use almond milk. The reviews have been completely incredible going in with this. Now, another piece is that if you're feeling like you're starting to slack off a little bit, you're having one of those days where you just can't quite keep going with your next thing, you want to try Brain Force. When you start to get a little bit more sleepy, when you start to feel a little more tired, I do a lot of reading at night. I'm doing my research. So much news these days, it's coming out the night before, so you've got to be ready for early in the morning. That's why I'm reading at night. Pop a Brain Force. And it is so good because it doesn't leave you feeling jittery. It doesn't make you with like a caffeinated drink or like one of those energy drinks does. It's going to be on sale. It's actually just $19.99. It's normally $19.96. Excuse me. It's normally almost $40. Cut down to $19.99. I have no idea. So that's a 50% savings. I have no idea how long they're going to allow this for. Probably not much longer. But it depends on how stores go. If it sells, I absolutely implore you guys, try this stuff. You'll feel good. And by the way, once you're ready to go to sleep, you'll actually be able to fall right asleep as well, because it's not going to keep you wired the same way that caffeine would. And that's why it is so good. It's just an enhancement. It's enhancing what you're doing. So I want to talk about Chief of Staff of the White House, John Kelly. So last week on Thursday, Kelly actually made a surprise appearance at the president's, at the White House, at a surprise hearing, went to the podium, went up there himself. Sarah Sanders was there, and then she brought out John Kelly. Now, he doesn't usually appear at these things. He doesn't usually make his own statements, and kind of held his own impromptu briefing. And one of the things that he said was, I don't plan on quitting or being fired today. And he said, I've told you, unless anything's changed. So a lot of people in the media were trying to figure out, well, why is John Kelly talking about this today? Why did this come up? And then there were some tweets the night before that President Trump had put up saying that fake news is saying that John Kelly is going to be fired, it couldn't be further from the truth. And the media was scratching their heads because they said, wait a minute, nobody wrote any articles that we heard about talking about John Kelly leaving the White House. Well, some people actually went through and combed down through Twitter, through the internet, and they found that the reason that they didn't find it was because they weren't reading Jack Posobiec. I had written the story that John Kelly, weeks prior to all of this, had actually drafted a letter of resignation that he was going to hand in to the president. He talked to him about it. He discussed the possibility of resigning. And the president, instead of accepting the resignation, he decided to have him on. He said, please stay longer. I think you're doing a great job. I want you to stay. And more importantly, he didn't want to see anyone leaving the White House right now, as there's been a lot of turmoil lately. So this was the scoop. We've got it up here on the screen. Kelly resigned a few weeks ago. Trump. Now, this one, I actually announced that he said that he would accept it, but when the time is right to announce it. So there's been a lot of reports of mutual frustration that they've had for between one and another. So this really doesn't come as any surprise. Now, John Kelly, of course, he's a four-star Marine general. That is the kind of guy, he's very tight-lipped, he's very buttoned up, he does a lot by the book. That is the kind of man he is. And when it comes down to it, he sides more with people that are on the globalist Democrat side. Those are the people that he's still friends with in the Pentagon. Those are people that he's still friends with in the Beltway. Those are the people that he's made a career with. Those are not the type of people that propelled Donald J. Trump to the White House. They're not the kind of people that worked on the campaign. They're not the kind of people that understood why it was time for President Trump to win, because they are the Beltway elites. Now, this is something that I didn't quite understand as well before, that the U.S. generals tied in with the Pentagon were going to be so much against this populist wave. But that's what we're seeing. And we're seeing a lot of pushback between his style, between the president's style, between where he is on other things and where Trump is. My reporting on John Kelly has been confirmed again and again and again. I'll put out something and then someone will confirm it, or he'll come out publicly and state it. I was the first person to broke the story that he was censoring InfoWars, Breitbart, and other conservative publications from being handed to the president. This was Trump likes to read InfoWars. He likes to read a lot of sources. But Kelly didn't like that because that was giving him information that he didn't want the president to see. So he shut it down. I was the first person to report that. Now everyone's reporting it. It's been completely confirmed every single time. Secondly, I was the one that reported that Kelly was for DACA. He was for this allowing the Dreamers to stay. He actually said that he was for it during his time as Secretary of Homeland Security. And then in his hearings, he was saying that I think that we should find a way for them to stay, only that he was against Obama's executive order for DACA. So when Trump put out those tweets that had everybody really scratching their heads about it and saying they were very confused about what was going on, was the president supportive of DACA or not, it was really John Kelly that was driving that. H.R. McMaster was a huge part of it as well. And a lot of people don't understand there's a strong working relationship between, they're called the generals, right? The triumvirate of generals. It's Kelly, McMaster, and Mattis, who are all working together to push their policies rather than the policies that President Trump was campaigning on, the policies that people brought him together and won the election. So Chief of Staff Kelly, General Kelly, I think he's a good man, but I don't know if he's the right person to stay as Chief of Staff. If he does want to resign, I would welcome the resignation, and we should find someone who's more of a Trumpian and a populist to replace him. Let's get him on the show if we can. Let's get him on the show if we can get him here. So we have a quick break here. Then we're going to come back with independent journalist Jacob Wall. We're going to talk about what's going on in Hollywood. Is that Jenga stack of House of Cards about to topple over? It looks like it is. What does it all mean? And what other people are being covered up by Hollywood as we speak? Are there more Harvey Weinsteins? We'll get to the bottom of this coming up in the next.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other super food ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you've deceived me, now here's a surprise.
We are coming back. We're going to have a great guest coming up this hour. We're going to talk a lot about what's going on in Hollywood. But I would be remiss if I didn't mention one story today that's very close to myself, very close to my heart in many ways, and not in a good way. The fact that Bo Bergdahl has pled guilty today to desertion. Now, a lot of people don't understand my background and the fact that I served at Guantanamo Bay when I was with the Navy. Navy intelligence. And the four people, the terrorists, Taliban generals that Barack Obama turned over for Bo Bergdahl. Let me tell you something about these people. They are genocidal war criminals. And many, if not all of them, I am sure, will absolutely be reengaging in this fight to commit more war crimes, more genocide in Afghanistan. There are people that would literally go through and wipe out entire towns of people in Afghanistan because they weren't the right tribe or they didn't worship Islam the right way, like this, the Sunni Shia divide, right? This is the type of people that Barack Obama set free to get back a deserter when he was told that he, that this person was a deserter. Of course, this is why Chuck Hagel was let go as Secretary of Defense, but it still didn't matter because it happened and we freed these absolutely horrific people to inflict more crimes on humanity. So when people bring up Barack Obama, and I think it's hilarious too, that when people are saying Donald Trump isn't qualified to be president, and then they'll turn around and say that Barack Obama was this great, amazing president or something. It absolutely boggles my mind. And it also boggles the mind that the same people would say things like that about a guy, Barack Obama, and a candidate, Hillary Clinton, that were so in bed with Harvey Weinstein. Pardon my phrase. And the guest that I want to bring on is going to talk a lot about that, is going to talk a lot about the collusion between Hollywood and the Democrat Party, the Democrat financial establishment. We're bringing on Jacob Wall of Offended America, and he is someone who's actually seen a lot of this up close and unfortunately personal. So, Jacob, what can you tell us about this story?
Well, Jack, first of all, it's great to be here. And, you know, one thing it's important that people understand about this is that once in a while, every couple of years, Hollywood will sort of usher one of these guys out and kind of let them go. 5 years ago, it was Charlie Sheen. They do it when the people are not making money for Hollywood anymore. If you remember, Charlie Sheen was, you know, kind of out there on a crack binge. And frankly, Charlie Sheen was engaged in debauchery, but everybody was of age. Everybody was consenting. There were people involved, but they basically ran him out of town in the proverbial sense.
But he wasn't producing anymore. He wasn't filling the seats. He wasn't getting the ratings. He wasn't playing along with what they wanted. So they saw it as an opportunity to get rid of him.
That's exactly right. And they don't get rid of people that are engaging in bona fide pedophilia usually. Now, Harvey Weinstein's case is pretty bad for something that they'll usually let go. But I'll tell you why that is. All of the Hollywood studios have been losing money. They've been going out of business. And basically, they've been receiving cash infusions from the Chinese, from the communist Chinese, through companies that are basically owned by the Chinese government. The Dalian Wanda group comes to mind. Many of these massive, basically cash pools, private equity type vehicles from China have been infusing these studios with cash and influencing not only the content, but the way that they run their business. Because
all
these studios are.
I want to point that out to people too, because when you see a movie these days, so often you'll see that title thrown up, one of those many companies that you see before the movie starts, but it'll say Wanda. And it looks like the English word Wanda, but what you're actually seeing is Wanda, which is a Chinese phrase, and there'll be that like little red logo they have up there too. So I appreciate that you brought them up. I actually think that this has a lot to do with China's takeover of Hollywood as well.
Well, it ties in so interestingly because here's the thing. Harvey Weinstein's company, like many others, was going through a time of distress. Financially, it was not doing well. And people think, well, it's got billions of dollars of revenue. Yeah, but if you've got billions more in expenses, your company's not doing so hot. And so for a long time, Harvey Weinstein was attempting to gain one of these types of Chinese cash infusions. Goldman Sachs owns a large portion of the Weinstein company. They were kind of questioning it. And the reason they couldn't get the cash is because it was so well known that Harvey Weinstein was so unscrupulous in his behavior. And unlike many of these people, couldn't even cover it up. I mean, he would have drivers that he didn't even really know, didn't have them on non-disclosures, taking them out to five or six dates in one day. And that's why he couldn't secure the investment from the Chinese or from anyone else. And so this was kind of an open secret. They were shopping.
So you're telling me, and I want to explain this to people so they're catching up. The Chinese said that Harvey Weinstein, the Chinese communists, were so disgusted by Harvey Weinstein that that's why they wouldn't sign any deals with him. The Chinese communists who killed 70 million people during Mao's Great Leap Forward, they were disgusted by Harvey Weinstein.
In essence, because what they were trying to do is do an investment. This is an extremely large investment. Okay, when somebody's investing $100 million, whether they are the Chinese or their Goldman Sachs or their whomever, they're going to do their due diligence. They're going to send in a team that's going to be on the ground in the company for days, talking to everybody. It's just basic due diligence. And that's the reason they couldn't get the infusion, is because the culture of sexual misconduct and cover-ups was so pervasive at that company that they couldn't secure an investment. And I constantly hear this, well, there's no Hollywood elite. We've heard Jimmy Kimmel say, there's no Hollywood elite. It's not like we get together in a mansion and plan this all out. And that couldn't be any more of a lie than saying the sky is red, not blue. I remember, actually, it was a year ago today, invitations went out for a Hillary Clinton fundraiser at Jeff Katzenberg's house, his mansion in Beverly Hills. They mentioned it was going to be $100,000 a plate.
And Katzenberg, he's one of these huge producers in Hollywood. Him, along with Weinstein, they're some of the people that really control the money spigot when it comes to Hollywood.
Right. Katzenberg now is the chairman of DreamWorks. He was a Disney executive for many years, and they had a big fundraiser. They sent out the invitations, $100,000 a plate. Obama participated, I believe. And then they had this whole thing on, I think it was the 25th of October. So it's been almost a year. And the Hollywood elite show up. There's no phones allowed. They had a full Secret Service protection of Katzenberg's mansion, which is, anyone's wondering, right by the Greystone Mansion in Beverly Hills. I remember all the streets were shut down by Secret Service and Beverly Hills PD and LAPD. And you couldn't even get around. The traffic was so bad. So everybody participates, okay, from the local politicians up to people that attend these events. They shut down the whole roads, no phones allowed, $100,000 a plate, all goes into Hillary's slush fund, whether it be, you know, if she's campaigning, her campaign fund, or if she's not, the Clinton Foundation. So they're all in bed on this. And then once every now and again, okay, they take somebody like Weinstein and they hang him out to dry. And if you hear about the things that Weinstein did, which are disgusting, okay, and you hear lawyers that claim to be feminists, like Gloria Allred's daughter.
Yeah, Gloria Allred, Lisa Bloom.
Yeah, that's right. And they come out and they say, well, Weinstein grabbed, you can read this, New York Times, mainstream media got this even. They say Weinstein grabbed the woman's breast because he needed to see if they were real or not for a lingerie ad. I mean, the excuses they have are absolutely far-fetched. But the point is, they're all in on it. They all go to these fundraisers. They all hang out together. They all know what's going on. And when somebody like Weinstein, where they have nothing to lose, his company's kind of going belly up. They're looking for cash. They can't get it, so the rumors are spreading. Of course that somebody at the New York Times is going to find out about it. They're going to write up a piece, usually attempt to do a shakedown and pay them to go away if he's not willing to
pay
them.
Right, right. And meanwhile, then these same people will turn around and accuse President Trump of, well, he looked at me when he was coming off the elevator, and they'll put up these people that have been completely debunked again and again and again. Now their latest claim, their latest conspiracy theory, is to drag up the same, the Zelnos, the one who was discredited before by her own cousin, and drag her up to bring fake stories that have been brought up before. And they said, well, can we just have anything else? This is the type of stuff. Stick around, Jacob. We're going to come back in the next segment. I want to talk about some of the stuff that's going on with child actors in Hollywood. This is stuff that has been confirmed. This is stuff that people have actually gone to jail for. But for some reason, they're still allowed to work with child actors. We're going to talk about this and close out the hour right here coming up after the break.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99. With 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems, Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
There are workers completely wasting, out of work and death.
Ending up the final bit of hour four here, I'm joined by my guest Jacob Wall here in the studio. We're talking about Hollywood. We're breaking down so much stuff. I want to take a second to tell you all about something very important, and that is vitamin B12. And the fact that Secret 12 at InfoWarsStore.com, it's now on sale 40% off. If you guys want to go through and get that, it's actually been extended. They've extended the sale, so it's running low because the sale has been going so well and stores have just been completely flying out. But they're extending it because they want to actually get rid of the last bit that they have. They want to have it all out at the sale price. This Secret 12, this is, you guys, this is life essential vitamin. It's something that we need that's taken out of so many of our foods. It's found naturally, but because of modern foods, because of processed foods, you're not getting the vitamin 12 that you always, that you need. You absolutely need this. You need this for neurological function. You need it for DNA recovery. It's usually found in natural protein, but so many times the meats that we're eating, so much of the food that we're getting doesn't have it in there. And that's why it's so great. 40% off. You can get it on InfoWars Store. You can go there. And not only are you be able to help your own health, but you're now, we're supporting what's going on here at InfoWars. You're able to support what we're doing. You're able to support our operations. You're able to keep the lights on and the cameras rolling, quite frankly. And that is what's so great. We don't take advertisements from any of these big corporations. It's totally listener supported. So we're helping you support your health, and you're helping us stay on and continue the fight to get the truth out there. And that's what I want to bring up with our guest Jacob Wall right now, because here's a story you're absolutely not going to hear anywhere in the mainstream media, and that is the fact that we've got this guy, Brian Peck, and he is actually a convicted pedophile, from in Hollywood, who was sentenced and served time for this. 16 months, two counts of abusing a child actor for Nickelodeon, but for some reason, under California law, he is still allowed to work on set for children's television shows and is able to work around the children as long as he's not in, quote, direct contact with the children, I guess, so that there's other people around. So we're talking about someone in Hollywood. He was charged with eight counts of sexual abuse, including abuse with anesthesia and controlled substances. He actually was convicted of two, sentenced to 16 months. Now, I always thought that if that happened, that you had to maintain it, like that was like a restraining order, that I had to keep you away from children. But we found that in Hollywood, apparently that's not the case, where not only are they allowing you around children, they're encouraging and enabling it. Jacob, help me make sense of all this stuff. This sounds absolutely crazy to me.
In California at large, there's been a movement for a long time to loosen up the laws on sex offenders. In fact, they just passed a law just in the last few months that makes it so that sex offenders don't have to stay on the federal Megan's Law registry for their entire life if their offense is non-aggravated, which is just out of control. But this is very pervasive in Hollywood. Nickelodeon in particular has been a hot spot of pedophilia for a long time. I'm actually, as we speak, working sources at Nickelodeon, and we're preparing to run an exclusive on yet another producer at Nickelodeon, the creator of many of their top shows, and you've seen the allegations on Twitter and on Reddit.
I have seen the allegations.
Everybody's seen the allegations, and I'm independently going one by one through these allegations, tracking down people in a position to know and verifying them, and I can tell you this so far. Many of these allegations are being confirmed as we speak. I just got a text while we were at the break from somebody I know who works at Nickelodeon, who's on the shows. And these people are afraid because, in particular, they talk about the balance of power, right?
Let me explain this to people. So the Brian Peck, situation which happened before, we don't know specifically which actor it was. It was referred to as a John Doe in the actual case because they wanted to protect their career. And obviously we don't want to get into blaming the victims of these horrific crimes for the things that these sexual predators do. But that occurred while at Nickelodeon. Now we're hearing stories, allegations of more stuff going on at Nickelodeon. And again, this is not something that we are making up or creating. This is an actual conviction of a pedophile at Nickelodeon, and you're saying that you're hearing that there may be some more of these cover-ups the same way that Harvey Weinstein was covered up for 30 years.
That's right. And what happens here, to put people kind of – to help them understand this, a lot of times what happens is you get these child actors, and they're from Ohio, or they're from Michigan, or they're from anywhere in the Midwest, the East Coast, wherever they're from. Okay, for all we know, their parents work at Dunkin' Donuts. It's what happens. These kids move out to Hollywood. A lot of times they're living on their own at 14, 15, 16 years old. And you have these producers and you've got people at Nickelodeon. Okay. This is totally confirmed, totally public. Dan Schneider, on his Twitter page saying that he's having sleepovers with the actors from the show and that they're bonding, many of whom are underage, and they're having sleepovers at his house. That's not necessarily
illegal. That's what Michael Jackson
used
to do. Isn't that what he used to do? There was like sleepovers at the Neverland Ranch, and people, it really started to fuel a lot of rumors, and charges were actually brought against him.
That's right.
I believe there were a few settlements against that. But yeah, it was the fact that that were going on.
But then people look at you and they say, hey, what's wrong with Michael Jackson having a sleepover with a bunch of underage kids? I mean, the culture in Hollywood is, why are you accusing somebody of something wrong when it looks like a duck, it quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck, and you've got people in Hollywood having pool parties and sleepovers with underage actors. And obviously the balance of power there is totally out of whack, because what are these kids going to do? Are they going to walk into Gloria Allred's office and file a lawsuit? Of course not. And so the worst of these guys go after the youngsters. They go after kids. They go after these child actors because they know if these kids say anything, it's right back to Ohio. It's right back to Michigan, wherever they're from. And the kids, unfortunately, in Hollywood, the child actors are the biggest victims of this. Everybody from
kids
that are starring to extras.
It was the same situation with Harvey Weinstein and Harvey Weinstein's victims, because he was such a powerful producer, because the Weinstein company was so powerful, he could essentially make or break your career. These are people, kids in many cases, that go to Hollywood with stars in their eyes. They want to be the next it girl, the next it boy. They want to get in movies. They want to get in TV shows. They want to get in music videos, whatever it is. They know that's where you have to go through. And so many of these victims, and I've read so many of these statements of Harvey Weinstein's victims, and the ones even that he's admitted to at this point. We've got him on NYPD tape, which is where the false equivalency comes in with President Trump. They're trying to say, well, Trump was a sexual predator too. Is that no, except that all of Trump's accusations have completely disappeared when they're held up to scrutiny, whereas Harvey Weinstein was actually caught on tape in an NYPD sting. And what happens is you've got these people that are in such massive levels of power. They have so much influence. They can make or break your career. People want that career. They want that celebrity. They call Weinstein God.
I mean, they actually called him God. Yeah, Meryl
and that you're talking about, those are Oscar stage speeches and thank you speeches. He was thanked more times than God, Harvey Weinstein. What is it about? So you're out there. How come? Why is it that you're able to withstand some of the pull of this, Jacob?
Well, I mean, first of all, I'm not in the entertainment business. I just don't care. I mean, you know, people are talking to me. They say, hey, if you publish a story on Thursday, which I'm planning to publish, and you publish this videotape, which I'm planning to publish, you're not going to be able to get a job on Nickelodeon. And it's like, okay, I don't care. I'm not in the business of that. I'm in the financial business. I'm in the news business, and I just don't care.
Because you care about the truth getting out there, because you want it up. Well, I tell you what, we're down to our last minute. Let people know where they can look for that tape on Thursday, and then if it does go all right, we'll make sure to be able to get you back on and cover it.
Yeah, that's right. It's all going to be on offendedamerica.com. People can keep up with the latest there. We're working on the reports as we speak, trying to get people on the record, get them to come out. So everybody can follow everything there. They can follow me on Twitter at Jacob A. Wohl.
Jacob, I really appreciate you having on. And folks, this is what we're talking about. These are the people we're fighting. Harvey Weinstein, we know, is just the tip of the iceberg. But that is why we're here every day, to expose these sickos and get the truth out to where it's needed. Stick around, for we've got War Room coming up. Roger Stone's going to be on. So much news is going to be broken. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/JackPosobiec, JackPosobiec. See a beautiful picture of myself and my wife to be in just a.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change. See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with